Good morning, a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. It's May 1st, May Day. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, David. It's a rebirth of a week. Every week, 52 weeks a year, we have this thing where we start on a Monday and we limp into Friday.
Well, as we hold our heads high on a Monday, we look at what we were talking about last week, which is the possible shutdown of government. You said in no uncertain terms, ho-hum, they'll come to an agreement. And sure enough, shutdown has been averted by a budget deal in Congress.
Ho-hum they have. And you know, David, it would appear that the Democrats pretty well got their way. There is no wall to be seen anywhere here. The NIH, National Institutes of Health, are permitted to carry on the research, which was going to be cut out by the Trump folks. I mean, there have been some tweaks and other things, but in fact, Chuck Schumer and the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi actually did pretty well here, considering both houses of Congress being in the Republican hands and a president of the United States. The bluster coming from the White House is just that. In the end, you got to remember that this is a tripartite system of government according to the Constitution of the United States. And whether you like it or not, unless you can change it, unless you can make an amendment, and there's been talk that they want to do that, you're stuck with it. And it's very protective of the American people and the American way of democracy.
Fairly remarkable to see that President Donald Trump has asked President Rodrigo Duterte of the Philippines to visit him at the White House. Officials there say it is part of a routine diplomatic outreach to Southeast Asian leaders. Characteristically, Mr. Trump, the Times says, has his own ideas. Your thoughts on the invite?
Well, you know what, David? When the New York Times reports, as it has, that there is extraordinary, it's a bad word, but upsetness with the president by the people in his own administration, and they're, quote, preparing for the blowback that they are sure to get. Look, here's what's interesting about this Philippine fellow, and that is that what they are doing is suspending the laws. The accusation is that they've gone around, they've killed people who were drug dealers, and sooner or later you get to somebody who wasn't a drug dealer who also gets killed. Of that, there can be no doubt every time a law enforcement agency gets nuts. So what's so interesting about this is that we have thought from the very beginning that this might be something that Donald Trump had in mind for himself. In other words, I don't know that we could say that he was going to go around and kill people, but he surely wanted to have control of everything around him. And now he's got to deal with the courts, and he's got to deal with the Chuck Schumers and the Nancy Pelosi's and the Democrats in the House and the Senate. But most of all, he's got to deal with the press. He just hates the press. It's an all-out war, a war which I believe cannot be won. He doesn't go to the correspondents' dinner, fine. I'm not a big believer in those things either, because it gives an impression that no matter how bad a president is, we can all joke about it. Nonsense. Look, this guy is endangering American democracy, in my view. But he's going after the press with everything he has, because it is the press which is giving him the roughest time. One of the things he says he wants to do is to change the libel laws. Well, that ain't going to be so easy, because we do have a First Amendment, we do have a Constitution, but if he wants to change the libel laws and make it easier to sue, which is what he wants to do, it gives tremendous advantage to those people with great deals of money like him. So if a news organization has to defend itself, it's going to cost $50, $100, $200, maybe $1 million to do so. So the Politicos and the other places that are putting out good work are going to have to say, okay, is it worth it? Can we do this and still survive? That's what he's really saying here.
Finally, Alan, on Trump's 100th day in office, thousands of people across the U.S. marched in the rain, snow, and sweltering heat to demand action on climate change. Of course, the issue is the recent changes made in places like the EPA and the danger it could pose even more to the climate.
Well, you know, David, nothing has bothered me as much as this. And I've been saying it from the very beginning. Don't they have grandchildren? I love it, because it exactly is what happens. We are burning up this earth. We're not doing what we should be doing. Obama tried his best. But here we have the deniers. The deniers are being put into high political offices like the EPA and other places. And it is a stunning setback for those people who really want to save this earth for their kids and their grandchildren.